This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Have a scheduled guest, ESPN National Recruiting Director for Boys Basketball, Paul Biancardi, has agreed to join us here. It's a draft night in the world of sports, and we're looking forward to the acquisition of Cooper Flagg at 877-881-1053. If you have thoughts on that or anything else, don't be shy. Jump in here on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Just go ahead and leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous here in the G-Bag Nation. It is an exciting day once again for Rangers and their fans. After getting the win last night in Baltimore in exciting fashion, 6-5, they're back at it tonight, and flipping Jacob DeGrom is on the hill. So that's going to be an awful lot of fun, and hopefully they can, you know, get one of these games going where they don't have to score a lot of runs, although it'd be pretty awesome if they could. Okay, let me jump into this segment right here. We'll talk a little bit more basketball with you. Kyrie Irving signing 3 years, $119 million. The talk on MFFL Twitter is actually, this is Nico saying, I'm the one in charge, right? Oh, Kyrie, you're going to opt out and you want $120 million for 3 years? Let's do $119. Is there a big difference in that $600,000 a year? No. But is it Nico wanting to create this, you know, Nico world out of the Mavericks? I think that would be the thought. I think that's what people are wondering right now. But it's freaking awesome that Cooper Flagg is joining the team tonight. And other than that, we actually have, you know, some local guys. Of course, Trey Johnson, Lake Highlands, UT. And then Vijay Edgecombe at Baylor, Liam McNeely, Richardson Pierce, and John Paul in Plano, I think, before he went to the big academy, a spot that he had. But it's going to be a big night, not only for the Mavs and Cooper Flagg, but for a number of people and families with Texas ties. As Paul Biancardi from ESPN joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Man, we're doing so good. As you can imagine, just an unbelievable lead up for Mavs and their fans. We were just talking. Can you help us out with this? Does Cooper Flagg start year one? What position would he most likely play here for our Mavs?
Yes, he'll start year one with a veteran team. With Kyrie Irving out, I think he won't see time as a point guard, but he'll see time heavily as a playmaker. I think the Mavs have to get someone in free agency to fill in that spot. But yes, I think he should start. I think he will start. Mentally, he can do it. Physically, he can do it. Not the strongest guy in the world. Most kids are not out of college. But the game, the approach, the athleticism is all ready for the NBA.
How does his game and the polish compare as far as being in position, not turning it over? Like, and what are the differences at his age? Okay, I'm up there. Paul. Okay, so I was an adult when Kobe and KG and Jermaine O'Neal and that last wave of high schoolers came in, and I just felt like they were significantly less prepared. Flagg's at 18, but he's got the year of college. What do you think?
No, he's prepared. Look, he's been preparing for this moment his whole life. He was the number one player on my rankings board in the ESPN 100. You don't get to be number one just on talent alone. Like, his athleticism is built in. And his IQ for the game is what keeps him on the court along with his scoring ability. He can score the ball in the post, mid-range, and from three, gets to the free throw line because he's very aggressive. But it's his playmaking and his defense that you guys are going to be so impressed with. Like, his shot blocking ability on the weak side is real, and his playmaking ability, if he had the choice to make a three-point shot or an assist, I think Cooper Flagg would want to make the assist. So he brings versatility to the game. A mature attitude is what's going to keep him on the court and make him improve. He's special because he's different. Like, a lot of number one guys are entitled. Cooper Flagg has no entitlement in his body. He's a humble superstar, and he's only concerned about winning. And when I say superstar, he makes winning plays to help you win. As he gets older, stronger, and understands the NBA game even faster, his shooting is going to get better. It already has. I wouldn't count on him making threes, but I wouldn't leave him alone if I was the opposition. And a great finisher in transition. Look, he doesn't have any weaknesses. He just needs things he has to improve on.
So what are the areas that you think he needs to improve upon most? And we were just having that conversation with Kyrie out for as long as he's going to be next year. Like, is Cooper Flagg a guy that you think could carry the point responsibility for the Mavs?
I think he can help them, yes, without question. Again, I think you have to get somebody in free agency to be a true point guard, and then Cooper Flagg can play off of him. But look, he played the point guard this year at Duke. I mean, yeah. Top five team in the country, Final Four team. Everybody was coming at him from a defensive perspective. He played pick and roll so well with Kaman Malawach and Con Knipple. So can he handle it? Probably not right away very well, but I think Jason Kidd is going to quickly see that Cooper Flagg can pick things up from a IQ standpoint. And he's so unselfish. He's such an accurate passer. He's such a willing passer that he can absolutely plug himself into a playmaking reserve backup type of point guard until Kyrie comes back. And then when Kyrie comes back, Cooper Flagg can play wherever he wants, more of a small forward type of player. What does he have to work on? One-on-one defense. Definitely has to work on that at the pro level. And his outside shooting has to be more consistent. Again, I wouldn't leave him open, but he's going to struggle early behind the arc.
So having recruited for as long as you have, I think as listeners and fans are always looking for like a comp, is there anybody that you've ever recruited that you think is comparable to Cooper Flagg?
I've been asked that question so many times, and he truly is a unique comp. He's a little bit of different guys, if you will. Defensively, he has that Scottie Pippen in him as he gets older, like the ability to deny the wing, not let his man catch the ball, lock a guy up defensively, shot-blocking prowess from the weak side. He has the intangibles on defense, great anticipation like Scottie did. Now, I'm not saying he's Scottie Pippen-like, but he's Scottie Pippen-like defensively, and I think that's where he's going to shine. Offensively, I mean, you can go a lot of different places. I'd like to go back to, you said you were old, right?
Oh, I am. Yeah, my partner over there, he's about 20 years younger than me, though.
Okay, well, you'll know the name Lamar Odom.
Yeah, yeah, we know Lamar Odom. And, yeah,
he's a Mav. Yeah, and I mean, Lamar had massive skills at 6'9". Handle, and Cooper can handle it. That's what's impressive. And he can really pass it, play make, and he can score. And that's what he is on offense, Lamar Odom type, Scottie Pippen-like on the defensive end.
Do you think it's a shock to his system that he's going to end up with the Dallas Mavericks? Do you think he went into this thinking he was going to be somewhere else, and then surprisingly he ends up in Dallas?
Well, traditionally, if you look at the number one picks, right, they've went to the worst teams
right
over history. So he probably thought he was going to go to a franchise and have to rebuild it. Mentally, he grew up a Celtics fan up in Maine. Mm-hmm. And so when he watched the NBA draft over the years, he said, you know, usually the number one pick or number two pick goes to teams that, you know, traditionally are at the bottom, have to work their way up. So
he's very
fortunate in that respect that Dallas, you know, is a playoff team when healthy. A team that can contend for the Western Conference Finals. And Cooper adds an intensity level, an energy level, a joyfulness to that roster.
It's Paul Biancardi, National Recruiting Director for ESPN. You think rookie year, he's a guy in the playoffs that you'd see coaches trusting next spring?
I'm sorry, say that again?
As a rookie, do you think he'll be a guy that the coaches would trust next spring?
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When we get to the playoffs, if they're in?
Yes, he's a trustworthy guy because he tries to make the right decision. He doesn't play with blinders on. He has great peripheral vision on defense, passing vision on offense. Look, guys, Cooper Flagg wants to do one thing, whether it's a pickup game, an ACC game, or an NBA game, and that's win. That's all he cares about. So if he has to make the hustle play, if he has to make the block shot, grab a rebound in traffic, make the assist, or the free throws, whatever it is to help his team win, that's where his focus is. So I think the trust is going to be earned, you know, fairly quickly by Jason Kidd.
If the Mavs weren't done after Flagg and wanted to trade back into the first round late, who are the guys that you would want to look at if you were looking at the backcourt and finding that guy who could run some point for you?
I think Walter Clayton Jr. could do that. I mean, he's a scoring guard out of Florida, won the national championship. Most outstanding player. He has a battle-testedness about him, a grit, a toughness, unwavering confidence. And you need these type of traits. Look at OKC and Indiana. They didn't have a lot of stars, but they had great role players with great traits. I think Walter Clayton Jr. could be that.
Hell yes, Paul. We mentioned that earlier during Crosstalk. I was like, I think Walter Clayton Jr. gives me a little Jalen Brunson vibes. Is that crazy?
No, it's not crazy at all. Dylan Harper gives me Jalen Brunson vibes. When Dylan Harper, was in high school, in the middle of a broadcast, I called him a bigger, stronger Jalen Brunson. 6'6 lefty, 220 pounds, compact, tight, strong, mid-range shot, excellent in pick and roll, probably one of the best coming into the draft. But Walter Clayton Jr., yeah, I could see a little bit of Brunson because of the mental toughness factor.
So you mentioned Dylan Harper. Who else in this class? Like, how special can this draft class be with Trey Johnson out of Texas, VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor? We got a lot of Texas kids in this that I know a lot of fans across the country are excited about.
Yeah, I think the top of this draft is one of the best that I've seen in the last decade. Now, Cooper makes it one of the best. But Dylan Harper, NBA is very high on him. He's going to be a long-term pro, has the goods to be an all-star. And then VJ Edgecombe, played at Baylor, definitely all-star material. If he hits, Ace Bailey. I know there's a lot of controversy on where Ace wants to play, but again, if he hits, Ace Bailey is maybe the most talented guy in this draft. Then Trey Johnson, he's the best bucket. He's a professional scoring guard from Texas who played at Texas at 6'6 with a 6'10 wingspan. I love his footwork and I love his shot creativity. So this draft is really strong at the top. Every draft has value throughout and into the second round.
Hey, Paul, my background is as an NFL scout for 13 years. I did this. So draft night's always fun to be a part of. Who is the player, though, that you might be terrified that somebody might take in the first round?
Terrified?
Terrified. And I mean that in a way of like, man, I think he's got this ability, but I'm scared to death that he might not work out.
Boomer bust-like?
Yeah, boomer bust-like guy.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't want you to hammer kids. I'm not interested in getting
I'm not afraid to hammer anybody. I'm a coach, all right? You're an NFL guy. That's what we do.
Absolutely, yeah. There are players. When we talk about NFL draft, I go on record and say, man, I would not touch this kid. And I don't mean any disrespect, but I don't know. Is it that way in the NBA when you look at things like that?
Yeah, there's guys at a high risk, high reward. I mean, those guys are usually at the top of the draft. Guys that you would look at in the first round that you say, you know what, I don't know if he's going to pan out based on his ability. I would have to say, honestly, two things. One, the international kids, I don't know that well.
Sure.
And I don't trust a lot of the international kids unless they've been really well-groomed to play in the NBA. Now, they've been stars in our league, but a lot of those guys don't last long because they can't handle the physicality and so forth. So you may want to look for an international player not to make it after he gets drafted in the first round.
Paul, when I watch Trey Johnson play, I'm a huge fan. It's exciting. I don't know if there's enough discipline in that game to have him hit his potential. What do you think?
Discipline is probably something he lacks, but love of the game and competitiveness will override that. He loves to be in the gym. He loves to score. He needs to learn how to play with four other players.
Yeah.
At Texas, he could be the guy. They needed him to be that guy. In the NBA, he's got about 0.5 to 1 second to either score or move the ball, and he's not a ball mover. So, every player needs to be coached.
Yeah.
You're not getting a finished product. I don't care if it's Cooper Flagg. So you have to coach something in these guys. And with Trey Johnson, you have to coach his defense, the ability to want to play defense, and make sure he gives you the effort on defense. And then on the offensive end, he's just got to understand a good shot versus his shot and then moving the basketball to keep offense flowing. All things that, you know, NBA coaches should be able to do.
I love it. Paul, thanks for being so generous with your time. I do have one more question if you got time. How about, what would you do if you're the Mavs looking at how many forwards you have with Flag in there? Obviously, you don't want veterans who are pressing you for minutes, and you have to develop your young player. But I mean, there's like six or seven NBA rotational forwards in here.
Yeah, you got two centers too, right? You got Gafford and Lively.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you got PJ Washington too, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's up to Nico Harrison to decide. You know which one to move.
Good problem to have.
To get a point guard. You got to move what you have the most of to get a point guard. That's what you have to do. But, look, I was really big on Derek Lively in high school. I had him as the number one player. Obviously, he's playing to his potential. He's been great for the Mavs.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis was the number one pick. You guys have three former ESPN number one prospects. So you're going to have a good season when healthy.
I love it, Paul. Enjoy the draft, and thank you so much for your insights. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
Salute. Paul Biancardi, National Recruiting Director for ESPN. You are quite welcome, sir.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.